You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I got a special announcement for all you New York City fans of the You Know What, Dude podcast. Wednesday, February 8th at 9:30 p.m., presented by Laugh Button Live. We will be live at Gotham Comedy Club. The You Know What Dude podcast goes live. Hosted by me, Robert Kelly, along with Joe DeRosa and special guest Bonnie McFarlane from the My Wife Hates Me podcast and more. So come down and watch us do our stand-up and then do the You Know What Dude podcast. Where? Gotham Comedy Club. When? Wednesday, February 8th. What time? 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 8:30. To get tickets, go to GothamComedyClub.com. Here with episode fucking we have You Know What, Dude podcast.
You Know What, Dude.
If
you know what to do,
if you know what to do, is cooking.
That's fucking funny.
We are back. Today, it's old school. It's old school day here on the fucking You Know What, Dude podcast. We have four microphones set up, and we have two microphones hot.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
That's right.
The days of the guests are over.
That's right, man.
We had two special guests supposed to show up today.
Who was the second?
Well, now, fucking, I can't lie.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I was lying to the fans. Maybe I was trying to build up hype. And Joe and his fucking...
Sorry.
Look at my eyebrows, Joe. Follow the brows.
I got you. I'm sorry. I got excited that there was almost another special guest.
No, we did. I actually asked Colin to come on, but he couldn't make it. Yeah, Jed did it. Oh, shit. Stop. Okay, we're back. I fucked up. Mm-hmm. The beginning of this podcast is going to sound... Joe is going to sound a little distorted.
Right.
I would say. But we were using... I didn't hit the internal... I hit the internal microphone on the Mac, which actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah. It sounds amazingly good for what it is.
For what it is, exactly. For what it is, Joe.
What it is.
For what it is, motherfucker.
What it is.
But we're back now. We should be recording... In a good way. So it's all good, dude. We're good. We're good to go.
We're good. We're back. Stuff, I haven't seen you. It's the first time I've seen you. We had a little thing. Now we're here.
What's that?
We had a little tiff in the street. I haven't seen you. I'm not bringing up to be insightful. I'm saying like I haven't seen you, dude.
Well,
we got into a little thing.
Here's the thing, man. Here, I mean, I guess I didn't know if we were going to talk about it or not, and I didn't want to bring it up. One of the reasons why I like doing this podcast is that pretty much myself and everybody else on it, we talk about everything.
Right.
Pretty much. I don't edit this.
Right.
I've edited a couple things out. Two times I've edited something out, and it was just because it fucked up. Something fucked up.
Right.
This show is what it is, good or bad.
Hence the intro.
I mean, yeah, hence the shit intro, because fucking dumb forgot to change the mic line in. But... Yeah, we got into a little tiff.
The podcast was my gauge. I was like, if we don't talk before the podcast, that might mean that we're not friends anymore.
No,
it's going to come down to that.
Well, here's the deal, man. And this is what I told you too. It's like let's
who gives a fuck before right. one of us dies?
Right.
I mean, let's talk about, let's bring up before even we talk about our horse shit.
Right.
Let's talk about fucking another one of us died.
Jesus Christ, dude. Can you believe it? Todd?
Todd Lynn, for those of you who don't know, was, you know, kind of a Patrice-esque, a little more jokey.
Right.
He was a joke writer. He wrote really good jokes, insightful, very smart guy.
Very smart.
But a dick to a lot of people,
yeah,
I would say.
Aggressive.
Yeah, Patrice was, Patrice was... Always did it for fun.
Right.
Patrice would fuck with you, and you might not like him, but it was for fun. Todd would fuck with you because he felt it was you stunk legitimately.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be in the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think of Patrice when I watch Beverly Hills Cop, the first one, when they show that I'm doing what I always do. I know. But they show...
Yeah, yeah. For people who don't know... Joe, I swear to God, Joe sat in front of a TV in front of his whole fucking childhood, his adopted childhood.
Yeah, I was raised like the cable guy.
Yeah, his parents didn't know. His adopted nice parents, who I've met, by the way, lovely, good American white people, adopted this little fucking dark-eyed Arab kid and just stuck him in front of the TV just to learn their culture. That's
that must have been what it was. Yeah, it's a lot.
He really just associates everything. You've never said, dude, one time personal life.
I got nothing on that.
All right, so back to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, in the first movie... There's that scene. It's kind of like a famous scene in the movie when he's talking to the two, not the cops that he buddies up with, the like two other cops, and they catch him trying to like break into this place to get evidence, and he's like doing one of his characters or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's talking to him, and the one guy says something, and then Eddie Murphy goes, wah, 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 like, and he does like that white guy voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't think it's funny, and he just starts laughing. He goes, I'm sorry, man. I'm just fucking with you, dude. And like that like always makes me think of Patrice. Like, right. That's how he would do it. He'd be like, shut you stupid. Ah! And he'd start laughing and go, I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know. You're all right. Todd would do that sometimes, and then other times he'd want you to
just quit the business because you, man, you just stink. Like, you're not good for this. You're just a really bad comedian. Like, he'd tell people, like, God damn, you're fucking ugly. You know, it's like, what? And I almost got into a fight with that fucking guy. I almost got into a fight with, like, a physical fight because me and him used to get along.
Was the fight
because he pulled that shit with me where he started to fuck with me,
right,
and say shit to me and talk down to me,
right,
and I just took him aside one night and I go, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Let's go step outside. Let's just go do this. I'm sick of you. Let's fucking do this. I told you not to do it. Let's fucking go do it. Not that I'm a tough guy, but let's go. And he had a baby arm, so I know I had an advantage. But he was like, Bobby, I fucking love you, man. I'm like, I love your comedy. I'm a big fan. I'm just fucking around. You know I'm a fan of you, Bobby, right? And I was like, no, I don't, because you're fucking always a shit dick to me.
Right.
You know, every time I see you, you're not fan friendly. You're not friendly to me, man.
Right.
So how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
Yeah.
And then after that, we kind of sat down and talked. And he's like, dude, I've been a fan of you since, I mean, you know that, dude. And I was like, all right, well, dude, stop fucking, don't do that shit with me, dude. You don't, that's kind of like what the fans on the internet, too. It's like, right. They, you know, you fat cunt dummy. And you're like, I block you. And then you get a, dude, why'd you block me? I'm a big fan. And you go back and you read, did you read what you wrote to me?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I love you. Well, dude, how the fuck am I supposed to know? I'm not a, I'm human. Yeah. I'm a fucking insecure, fat fucking douchebag like you. That's why I do comedy.
Yeah.
For the accolades and the fucking,
right.
You know, it's.
Yeah, they talk. It's like, sorry, dude, I didn't sit in on a radio show with you 1,000 times and know you as a human being now.
It's hard.
It's like you're a stranger saying, I hope you die in a fucking fire. And you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to take that.
Yeah, I'm sorry I took that wrong.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
He
was like that. He was, but after that, he didn't fuck with me.
We had a big shift in our relationship for the better because he would fuck with me a lot.
Yeah.
And one night we were at Stamp New York, and he was, we were both on the show, and on there was three shows. We're both on three shows on a set on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And on the late show, he wanted to go sooner than later because he was tired of being there all night.
Right.
And he goes, and he was just coming at me all fucking night, man. Yeah. And he goes, at one point he just goes, I'll tell you what, I'm switching spots with you. I'm going early on this show. I got seniority. And I go, you can't fucking do that. And he goes, I can do whatever I want. Shut, right? So I start fucking screaming at him. Motherfucker, you better respect me, right? He's yelling back at me. Wayne was when Wayne Rada was running Stand Up New York. Wayne comes upstairs. I called down to Wayne. It was like two kids fighting. I call Wayne. I go, tell Todd he is not allowed to force me to switch with him. Wayne comes upstairs and he goes, I've had it with the two of you. Get outside right now. You've been doing this all night. And we went outside and he sat us on the curb and he goes, now you two either stop it or I'll ban you from this club both for 3 months. So we stopped and we just went in and did the show, whatever. Then the next night, I just wouldn't talk to him. I was just sitting across the room. And then finally he was like, he goes, Joe, man, come on. I fuck with everybody. I respect you. You come on, you know? And then I was like, all right, well, I didn't know that though. Because you always fuck with me. That's all it ever is. And then we were friends after that. We were totally cool after that. And when he would fuck with me, he'd even come up to me after and go, hey, man, you know I was fucking with you, right? I'm just joking, man. You know, you go, Dad, come, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what Trump did? You know what Trump? He was funny.
He was very funny.
You can't, that's another, you can't fuck with it. He was funny. So, Todd was a funny guy.
Yeah.
And it was sad. I mean, I did a, it's, there's a podcast, You Know What Dude podcast, that I did up in Montreal with Todd. It's on the riotcast.com or iTunes. You can get it. It's me and Todd sat down. We just found a little corner one night and sat down. I remember when I he was up there, he was a big, strong, proud black man when I knew him. You know,
right.
I mean, you know, Patrice type.
Right.
And I hadn't seen him for a year or so, and then I saw him walking in the lobby. He's blind. With a cane, with somebody from Cringe, one of the guys from Cringe Humor, actually walking him. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because he almost died from pancreatic cancer.
Well, I think he did die.
Well, I'm saying at the time he had almost died, and then he bounced back. But yeah. I mean, it just withered him down to.
Well, I didn't need to throw a joke in there. Bust your balls, I guess.
Yeah, it really wasn't the time, Bob. Remembering a guy's life.
Well, anyways, I did the podcast with him. If you want to listen to it, he's a very interesting guy, and the story was a fucking incredible story he told about his, you know, the things he got, and you know, and what happened to him. It was pretty fucking sad, but he was a funny guy and he lived his life the way he wanted to live it. And, you know, it's like, that's when we got into a fight the other day. Look, we fight all the time. You're constantly, bitching. No, I'm kidding.
I'm a complainer. Yeah.
You're constantly growing. We're all evolving in this business, you know, getting to the next level and it's hard to be at different spots and different places and be friends, but we're all fucking alpha men. We're all, you know, leading the charge by ourselves. So then you hang out with other people that are doing that, you're going to run into fucking problems and debates and discussions. And it's sometimes a hard thing, but you know, look, man, in the scheme of it, I'm not fucking doing it. I really don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to fucking yell. I don't want to scream.
Right.
I'd rather do that for when the terrorists come.
Right.
When the fucking world's ending. When I need to fucking, feed my family.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody attacks my wife. I want to save that rage.
Right.
For them.
Right.
Then my fucking dumb friend on the corner of a gay neighborhood, me and you are yelling at each other.
Right.
It's like, really, I'm not, you know, like I said to you, I don't want to have a heart attack.
Right.
Yelling at you in a gay neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Look, it's...
Especially with that sweater you had on and those shoes.
it was a tough...
I mean, you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, listen, I mean, I apologize for what I did. I know what I did made you angry, and I didn't understand this. You state your thing, and then I'll just explain where I was trying to come from.
There's certain things that make people mad. Right. People have pet peeves.
Sure.
I don't like certain things.
Right.
I've told you one of them a long time ago. I told you. I told Jay back in the day. Me and you had sat down and had that talk over by your house.
Right.
That whole thing where you, oh, baby girl, where you fucking touch my face and you pat me and, oh, what's wrong, girl? The Jay invented that, or you, and then you did it. Like, some guys do that thing where it's like, hey, I don't like it.
Right.
Don't fucking do it to me. Right. You can bust my balls. You can fucking make jokes, blah, 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 make fun of my face, my fatness, my food, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever the fuck. Don't do that.
Right.
And I'll tell you, don't do that.
Right.
And when I say, for me to tell somebody not to do something,
right,
I take a lot of hits, and I laugh. If it's funny, I love it. I laugh. That's right. The one thing that you have to be able to take a hit. That's what makes me, that's when I know somebody like Norton or Colin, you know, just knows how to take a hit.
Right.
You know, you'll say something to him, he'll be like, oh, fuck, that was a good one. Shit. That's right. Fucking, whew. And it's okay. It makes it okay that you said it. That's right. The thing. But there's certain things where it's like, hey, fuck you. I know Norton has certain things that you don't fuck with. I know Colin has certain things. And I've stepped on those. And they blew up in my face.
Right.
That's how I know what they are.
Right.
And one of those things is, you know, when you got me a jacket. I'll explain to the fuck. Because I got a bunch of fan letters, by the way, that I do want to go over.
About what?
One guy gave a fucking pretty detailed critique of the show.
Of what show?
Of this show. Of the You Know What Dude podcast.
Saying,
I mean, it was, I mean,
but like, it has to do with this?
No. Well, kind of. I mean, kind of. I want to stay
like
on
the dynamic.
One of the things was stay on fucking topic. So I kind of want to see this thought through.
Okay.
Because we can go off. I'm not saying that I'm listening to this guy, but I agree kind of with that, where I'm going to stay. We're going to talk about, if we're going to talk about this, let's fucking talk right. about it. Basically, what you said was you got a jacket, a leather jacket for mm-hmm. yourself. It didn't fit. You gave it to me as a birthday present.
Right.
You're like, dude, you want this? And I was like, which I didn't know was my birthday present. Like, if I could have chose an Apple gift card or that jacket, I would have took the Apple gift card. It was a setup. So it was like, dude, you want that? I was like, because I've given you coats, like 100. I mean, some of those jackets are $800 jackets.
Yeah.
That I've given you.
Well, that's a $1,200 jacket.
Okay, but you didn't pay $1,200. I actually paid
some money for it.
But you didn't pay $1,200.
Right.
I actually paid the $800.
Right.
And the fucking $400 for the other one.
Right.
So I know what you're saying when it's expensive jacket.
Right.
But you didn't pay that.
Right.
But here's the thing, is it bugged me, is you're like, do you want that? And I was like, fuck yeah. And it made me happy. You look good. Here, happy birthday. You fucking, all right, thank you for my birthday present. I didn't know. But anyways, that's not what I was mad. That doesn't even make me mad. That's okay. Funny to me. I think that's funny to me.
I could just say this really quick, just before we get too far down the road. I wasn't doing that like a setup.
Right.
I swear to God.
No, I know.
That was me just being like, take this, dude.
Yeah, but here's, then you go, happy birthday at the end of it. It's like, you fucking cocksucker.
Here's
you
why.
You sucking me into a fucking... That dude, that's like Wayne Brady going, hey, dude, you want curtain number two or curtain number three? And I go, curtain number three. And you go, fuck it. Here's curtain number two. That analogy didn't make sense at all.
No.
But there's something in there that I can make sense of it.
I had paid money for the coat. And the day... I never even wore it because I got it literally and the next day gave it to you. It didn't fit. I had a friend who wanted me to gift that to him or was going to buy it from me. So that when I was giving it to you, I was literally going, okay, I'm watching that money go away. Here, dude, happy birthday. It's a great coat. That's all I meant by that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
All.
Let's throw that out. Okay.
No, I'm not saying throw it out. I'm just saying, I just want you to know where I was coming
aside.
From with that.
Okay. Okay. Let's put that aside.
Fine.
Let's put that aside. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on 1 second. Listen, all right. What you're saying, I get what you're saying.
Right.
Okay. What I'm saying is this, is that you did something. Okay, we were going to the book meeting. You gave me the jacket. I wear the fucking jacket, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I wear the fucking jacket.
I love that you wear it.
Okay, yeah, but every time I wear it, you got to touch it, stroke it, do the thing. One thing I hate. Oh, babe, look at you. You're wearing the jacket I gave you.
Right.
Two things I hate.
Right.
You should know. Touching me, rubbing me, doing that shit. Right.
Right.
Yeah, look, dude, I'm not from that school. I don't know what that. I don't know what Philly thing that is. Big J did it, and certain people. I fucking don't fucking do that.
Right.
I've told you that before.
Right.
And number two, you embarrass me in front of people. When you say I gave you that jacket,
right?
Like I'm your son. Which okay, you do it. I get it. You don't know where the line. You don't know what's gonna what. But I say, yeah, don't fucking do that to me, dude. Don't fucking. You know, I let you get away with it a couple times, and then I'm like, don't do that.
Right.
And you know. Okay.
Right.
And then you fucking do it again.
Right. I forgot that you told me not to do it.
But
it
doesn't matter. Here's the thing.
Right.
Here's the point. Not only did you do it again. Right, we're coming out of this Simon and Schuster.
Right.
Great meeting with fucking our editor,
fantastic
new editor.
Meeting.
Fucking great guy. Everything's back on course with the book. Coming out, the guy from TMZ's there, who's a comic with a camera. He turns the camera on. Not only do you do it to me again, you do it on film. You do it on film, Joey. You hi-hat me. You fucking hi-hat me on the fucking film. You give me the fucking hi-hat on film, right. And
on
I'm like,
video.
What?
Okay, on video.
It doesn't matter. That could be on fucking TV.
I know. I'm just being a cunt.
Oh, you
joking.
Are a cunt.
Yeah, I'm joking.
So then I'm walking away. I'm like, I don't say nothing to you. I could have right then and go, I could have said, you fucking cocksucker, go fuck yourself, and gave him something to film, right? Me beating the fuck out of you on film. Two comics fight. Well, one fights, one gets beat up, right?
right.
One comic slaps the other comic. Right. One comic is slap fighting his way out of a beating.
Right.
Anyways.
Right.
So one comic shits on the code and puts it on the other comic's face.
All right, go ahead.
So we walk.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right,
so we walk away, and I say to you, I go, dude, don't fucking do that. Don't fucking do that to me, dude. I told you not to fucking do that about the dumb code.
Right.
Because now I can't wear the coat. Because now every time I look at the coat, I'm not wearing it because Joe's going to be there, and he's going to fucking pull his shit that I tell him not to do. So now I the coat has a stigma. It's jinxed. It's fucking, it's bamboozled. It's fucking got voodoo juice all over it.
But you, not only did you say bamboozled wrong, you used it wrong.
I like saying the word bamboozled.
Yeah, listen, you got, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, you got my word that I'm never going to do it again.
Here's the deal, though. This is what you do in that situation. You ready? Fuck, dude. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, dude. I didn't want to try to make you feel bad on film. I wasn't fucking with you. I did, but I didn't. I'm sorry, dude. Right. I didn't mean to do that. All right, dude. That's cool. Just fucking don't do that, man. We're done. We're over. We get to go have lunch. We get to fucking talk. But no, dude, are you fucking serious? Yeah, dude. That's why I have serious face on right now.
Well, for the first 5 minutes, I literally couldn't tell if you were fucking with me. Because sometimes you will fuck with me where you'll do that and you'll act like you're mad.
Agreed.
And then I'm like,
agreed.
I don't know what's... And so then when I finally felt you were fucking with me, this is where it went off the rails in the argument for me.
Right.
We had a major miscommunication in the argument. I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude. Like, apology.
You should
100
be.
Fucking percent.
Don't you hate when people say that?
I will never...
Hold that thought. Hold that fucking thought. Hang on. This could be important. Hello?
Bobby?
Court McCall. You know Court McCall from L.A.?
I don't know if I've ever met Court.
Court, can you please give your movie credits, please?
Please, really?
Just,
really?
Just we're doing a podcast right now.
Who's on the podcast with you?
Joe DeRosa.
Oh, thank you, Court.
That's so LA of you to fucking do that.
What?
Hang on. Go ahead. Court.
What?
Can you hear me? Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I don't have headphones. It's all right.
Listen, dude. What's up? What's going on? We're doing a podcast right now. What the fuck's happening?
I'm just calling to see if you put the goddamn dates for the new, for your show up on the website. I mean, you know, you got to promote yourself right on your Husay or Ishay or whatever the...
This is the guy who runs the show at the Palms, okay? The Palms in Venice.
Not at the Palms. We're not at the Palms. The Palms is done. We're over at the Paris Hotel now.
They moved it to the Paris Hotel. That hotel's still standing?
The Paris.
The Paris Hotel?
The Paris?
Listen, buddy. You're going to like it because they got a really fucking solid buffet. It's like the best buffet in Las Vegas.
What a fucking dick. Wow, really? Got you fucking cocksucker.
I just hit you with all the fat jokes. So
listen, what was the movie you were in that you were famous for? Stand By Me, right?
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Who does he play in Can't Buy Me Love?
Who do you play in Can't Buy Me Love?
I play Quint, the mean bully. The one who spilled the wine on her.
The mean bully.
That's you?
That's him.
I'm
That's
a huge me. Fan of that movie.
You're a huge fan? Hang on one second. Joe's a huge fan.
Ah, see, there we go. Mutual admiration here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, Court.
Can't Buy Me Love was a fun movie. It's been about 30 years now, but, you know.
Well, that's all right. Do you see...
Hey, listen, I hold on for dear life to the little things and, you know, that's it. It's, since then, nothing. I fucking pick up Bobby Kelly at the airport to do my show in Vegas. That's my life.
It's... Well, look, I for a second I thought maybe you were the guy that goes, "You shit on my house. You shit on my house." But that's not
no,
you.
No, that's bullet. Courtney. That's Courtney Gaines. That's the redheaded kid.
His name is also Courtney, right?
Yeah, his name's Courtney. Great guy. He was like in Colors and Children of the Corn. He's a weird looking dude, man.
Yeah,
good
he's,
guy though. Great
he's,
guy.
In The Burbs. The Burbs is one of my favorite movies of all
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All The Burbs is awesome.
I love The Burbs. So, look, it's nice to meet you. I'm a big fan of Patrick Dempsey and his early work.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his, whatever, yeah.
I do. I own Loverboy. I like the old stuff. I don't like his new movies, but I like the old stuff quite a bit, and I'm a big Patrick Dempsey fan.
Does he do any new movies? He does, like, Hallmark Hall of Fame shit now, doesn't he?
Well, he did that movie Maid of Honor that was, like, basically like an old...
Hello, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. We had a little technical difficulties with Court. Are you? Is Joe? You good?
Yeah. I'm
all right,
here.
Cool.
But he was in T. I love.
Right, so we're talking. This is just to back up a little bit. We have a Court McCow on the phone, who's an actor in L.A.
McCowan.
Yep, McCowan.
At an end.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
McCowan.
Yeah, suck it.
Well, yeah. He's an actor in L.A. and a comedian. I would, if I had to put. I put actor slash comedian, not comedian slash actor.
Right.
But,
oh,
Court, you're just too good looking to be a comedian, by the way.
I can't help it. I can't help it.
Yeah, you could get a razor blade and fucking do a little joker to the side of your mouth.
I could really get a beep here, but I'm going to let it go. It is your podcast.
How long
have
you...
Go ahead. The what?
I was just going to ask how long you've been doing comedy for.
Almost 10 years.
How's it treating you?
Treating you?
Do you miss...
You know, I mean, I just went and started producing my own show and started hiring funny people so that it makes me look good.
But you're bringing Bobby in too, though. Hey.
Yeah,
come on.
So let,
right there.
Let's,
every now and then you got to go for, you know, there's the off weekends and you got to bring in people that, you know.
I understand.
You got to save money.
Well, here's the deal. You just moved the gig from the Paris Hotel. The Palms Hotel, which is a great hotel. And now you're at the Paris.
Yeah.
So is it still called Playboy's Comedy Club?
No, it's called Empire Comedy.
Empire. Ooh.
Very fancy.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, I want one of those shirts.
Very fancy.
It's the same. It's you, and we're at the Paris, and who's your first week there? Who's going to be there this week?
The first week is February 9th, starts out with Harlan Williams.
Ooh.
Nice.
So we go Harlan Williams, then we're pulling one of the writers from Chelsea Lately, Chris Frangiola.
Right.
Then we got Bobby Kelly.
Nice.
And then we got Dave Koechner.
Nice.
From Anchorman.
Wow, you really are going downhill, aren't you?
And then we got Mitch Fatel.
The Google Gaga.
Mitch Fatel.
The pee-pee.
Doug David Off.
I'm it's a crate. It's a Dove Davidoff. There's a baloney. Cock, dick, pussy. thank you, Paris. I got a hoodie on. It's hot.
I can't tell if you're doing Travolta or Dove Davidoff. They really sound alike. I never realized it.
You know he's going to shib you next time he sees you now.
I grew up in a junkyard, but I know Shakespeare.
It's weird.
Oh, my God. I got my hoodie on one shoulder. Penis pussy. I was just in Vegas. I'm here now. Whoa. I'm over here.
I'm over here now.
Anyways, so when am I there? Fuck everybody else. When is Bob Kelly going to be in Las Vegas? Las Vegas? Yes, Las Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Bobby Kelly will be there. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Bobby Kelly will be there February 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Nice.
Very nice.
So it's going to be how many shows? One show Thursday, one show Friday, two shows Saturday, right?
Yeah, 8:30, 8:30, 7:30, and 9:30.
Nice. So if you're in Vegas, spread the fucking word. Come down to the new show, the Empire Comedy Club, hosted by Court McCowan, who is one of the best looking dudes I fucking know.
He is a good looking chap. I just looked up recent pictures of him on my phone. You're hanging on to it, Kurt. Court. Excuse me. You're hanging on to it.
I can't hear you. What?
I said you're hanging on to it. I looked you up on Google Images. For recent pictures.
Yeah, he really is. Don't fuck this cocksucker, man. Let me tell you what this guy's sick of pussy that we would fucking kill for.
I'm sure.
Like girls that we would be like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, that bitch fucking, she got a mole on her cheek.
Yeah, exactly.
That bitch farts weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a fucking ass.
Good for you, Court.
And he's a fucking insane golfer, too. But anyways, go check out Court McCow. Go Wikipedia that cocksucker, or go rent.
McCown.
Yeah, McCown.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You sound like you left the N off.
Don't buy Camp Bobby Love. I need an extra 14, 15 cents this week.
Yeah, the residuals on that must be shit. I just got a residual check from Law and Order for fucking 19 cents.
Oh, yeah, the worst.
Actually, I just got a decent check. Today for like almost like $200. I was like, what the hell?
For Can't Buy Me Love?
Yeah.
I don't get how it works. Like, I get like residual. I did like one episode of Bored to Death, and
residuals.
And
I think
it'll be like
residuals work by how much the movie made. So if it made a ton of money, then you get more money.
Well, I'll get these checks. Like one of them will be for $6, one of them will be for $20, and then one will be for like $150. Like I don't understand how an episode of a TV show like fluctuates like that. Weird.
I did an episode of Family Ties years ago, and I got a check the other day. I got a check the other day for 8 cents.
Wow!
And I'm like, the stamp was 44 cents.
Right.
You know what? Why are you sending me a check for 8 cents?
I sense a joke in there. I sense a joke.
God damn it.
Set up punch tag.
The honest truth of it is, I deposit it.
You fucking scumbag. You fucking struggling actor in L.A.
I deposited that motherfucker.
You're a piece of shit.
That's hilarious.
I got a check. I made more money off of my residuals for Ghost Town than I did doing the movie.
Did you make good residual money off
of that? God, dude, it was fucking great. Because number one, it's a PG-13 movie. So they'll show that shit all the time. Ghost Town, it'll be on any network will buy it. They'll put it on all the time, and you'll just keep making fucking money. Keep going network to network to network. I mean, that's like doing any type of Adam Sandler flick that they'll show on TV. I mean, those movies, you'll make a fucking ton of money on residuals. Yeah,
that's nice.
I made Dane's movies.
When did you make a movie, Bobby? When did you make a movie?
I've been in a lot of movies. I've been actually more movies than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You've been in 4 movies?
I've been in a lot of movies. I've been in around 10 movies.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a starring role like you. But yeah, dude, I've been in SAG for 15 years. I've been in an AFTRA for 10 years. I'm in the Writers Guild now.
I've been in SAG for 26 years, dude.
Yeah, but you're 52.
I was there. I was in SAG when you still had hair. You know what I'm saying?
You were in SAG when I didn't SAG.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh,
all right, cocksucker. Court McCown.
Yeah, turn into shit.
Make sure you go to the Vegas people. Go see me in Vegas and go check out Court McCown's fucking page and go buy some of his fucking movies. Teen Wolf and Can't Buy Me Love.
Court, good to meet you, man. I hope to see you in Vegas sometime.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
All right, buddy.
Bobby, be good, man. We'll see you in Vegas soon, pal.
All right, buddy. You were our first. This is a call-in, I would call this.
That's what it was.
Wow.
I set it up on the fly, too.
That's what it was. You did.
We had a little mix up, but I was pretty good setting up this on the fly.
Yeah, it was good.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So back to us.
After you say, let's stay on topic. I mean, literally at like the climax.
I know, the phone. I know.
So back to it. Okay. I gave you the wholehearted, sincere apology. I meant every fucking word of it.
Right.
I apologize for that. I'll never do it again, ever. Where our miscommunication on my end happened
right.
was, and I've done this in the past. We'll be arguing, and I've said, well, I'm mad because you did this. And you said, don't fucking do that anymore because you're holding up a mirror. That's bullshit. When you're angry about it, tell me, right? Totally.
Right.
I've really, really tried to stop doing that. In that argument, I wasn't saying I'm mad. I go, but you were breaking my balls upstairs. And you thought that I was being like, well, you did that. And I wasn't. I was literally just trying to say, dude, I'm not mad about that. I just thought that that was our rapport that we had going. I don't understand why you're mad at me right now. That's all I was trying to say. No. I was just trying to reference like, hey, dude, this is our dynamic. Like, I don't understand what made you mad right now. And then that's when it started to really barrel off into like us arguing because you didn't understand what I was saying. I didn't understand what you were saying. And then it was like, now we're off and we're fucking yelling in the street.
Because here's the deal, dude. You fucking, if somebody says something to you, dude, just don't fucking, you just go, all right. You just go, all right, dude, I didn't fucking know. You can't have, it's like, this is what I feel. You have fucking loaded guns waiting to go.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you know, the best thing you can fucking do as a friend to you is when somebody says, dude, don't fucking do that, man. You go, oh, dude, all right. All right, I got you, dude. I didn't mean to fucking piss you off. Because I'm not out to piss you off. I'm not out to fucking fuck with you. Right. I'm not out, you know, and you're not out to do that to me. But your immediate response, and it's weird too, because, dude, you're like this fucking little brother that's coming up. You're growing up and becoming, and there's a certain point where you got an older brother, a middle brother. You got, let's take fucking Soda Pop. You got fucking
the Outsiders?
The Outsiders.
I thought you were calling Soda Pop.
No, what's the That's Outsiders? That's a good nickname. Daryl?
Yeah, it's Pony Boys.
Daryl?
I can't remember, but it's fucking, it's Matt, it's Patrick, Matt no,
Swayze.
It's not Matt Dillon.
Patrick Swayze. Rob Lowe, and fucking.
C. Thomas Howell. Right.
Okay, look it. Now, at a certain point, they're all going to be the same age. So, you know, you're not going to fuck, when C. Thomas Howell, you know, looks at fucking, when Pony Boy looks at Soda Pop one day, he's going to be like, fuck you, man, I'm fucking a grown man.
Right.
And he's going to go, you're still my little fuck, and he's going to go, no, I'm not.
Right.
I get the, you know, you're coming up.
Right.
So sometimes when somebody goes, dude, don't fucking do that, you're like, wait a minute. It's like, no, just don't fucking do it. And then go, you know what, dude? All right, dude, I didn't fucking know. You know, I get it.
Do you know what, honestly, because part of my knee-jerk reaction came from this, what I would appreciate, if you don't mind.
This is the worst part, is that you need something back.
No. I don't need anything back. I'm telling you something.
If you don't mind what?
If you don't mind, if something does piss you off.
Yeah.
Because it pushes my buttons if you go, hey, dude, don't fucking do that. Because it feels like you're being ordered.
Because
if
you're a faggot.
If you said, listen, dude.
I know
you're kidding. But if you said, hey, dude, wow. if you say it to me like that, you go, hey, dude, listen to me. I know you were fucking around. That really bothered me. I go, okay, it would just help me compute it a little more. Because when I start feeling like I'm getting bullied a little bit and it's being like, hey, bro, you shut your mouth and you fucking... It's like, well, dude, I didn't think I did anything wrong. And then
I didn't say that, dude. I didn't say that. I said, dude, don't fucking do that. It's not, fuck you, don't fucking do that. It was like, dude, don't fucking do that to me, dude. I told you not to fucking do it and you fucking did it. That's exactly what I said in the tone I said it. And it was like, dude, I was like... The fuck, dude? Like, fuck, how many times I got to, you know, that I was mad because it's like you weren't fucking hearing what I'm saying. And you heard that tone and you immediately get defensive. That tone is you should just go, whoa, I didn't fucking, what the fuck's going on? I do. Whoa, I didn't. All right, I didn't. I won't.
That's what I did do. And yeah, I was like, are you mad right now?
I'm fucking mad. And you're like, are you serious? It's like, fuck, dude, yes. Why is me being mad so out of fucking, you know what I mean? Why is that so out of fucking frame? Why is that such ridiculous? Why can't you comprehend that? Oh, my God, he did tell me that. I fucked up. I shouldn't have done that. You know, come on. You know that that shit is annoying.
It doesn't annoy me, and I honestly didn't know, and I honestly don't remember you telling me that.
I did.
I'm not doubting that you did. I'm saying, though, like, to give me the benefit of the doubt.
No, I don't want to give you that.
Like, I didn't.
I don't want to give you that.
I know you don't.
Listen.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
How you doing?
All right. Don't fucking talk.
To what?
Not you.
What?
Her. I'm kidding.
I didn't remember you saying that. So you just understand where I was coming from. I was going, where the fuck is it? We've been fucking with each other all day. He had the editor making fun of me, for Christ's sake.
The point is this. You ready?
Yeah.
The point is this. It's not fucking worth it.
Right.
Guys are guys. We're going to fight. You're going to fucking argue. You're going to fucking yell. You're going to scream. It doesn't matter. If you fucking stole my money, if you fucking were behind my back taking jobs away from me, if you were fucking banging, you know, if I was banging your chick behind your back, I switched that up at the end because I didn't want to even fucking visualize you fucking around with my wife.
Yeah.
That would have made me throw up.
Thank you.
Not because it's you or your body or your face or your cock, which I've seen.
Right.
It's just, I don't want, you know.
It's the principle.
But it's not, dude, it doesn't fucking matter. Something's coming. It doesn't matter. We got a core group of friends that are fucking amazing. Norton, but you, Billy, me, Colin, Keith. We got a even though we all don't do shit together, some of us do, some of us don't. It's a fucking amazing time to be a comic right now because of the people that we're around. And we're actually doing shit together, some of us aren't, but we're all trying to help each other out. It's too late. It's too late in the game to fucking be fucking hating each other for stupid shit or fucking, well, not wanting to be around each other because your pet peeves, your dumbness and my dumbness or Billy's dumbness or people's shit, it gives a fuck. It's bullshit.
That's true, dude. That's true. But at the same time, I think, like, as friends, you need to work through things and go, look, this is tough for me. Dude, and this is not me giving you shit in any way. This is not a resentment of any kind. I'm just expressing myself. Like, it's tough for me to deal with your street side. And it's tough for you to deal with my emotional side.
Oh, God.
Because I know it is. I know I'm way, way, way more sensitive than you are.
Yeah.
And you are way, way, way more alpha than I am. So if you're coming at me, it makes me physically nervous. And I'm like, dude, I can't stop. I start fucking knee-jerk reacting.
Yeah, but this is why I left the other day, too. One of the reasons why I left is because I don't want to fucking die. I don't want to fucking die screaming at another man in this neighborhood. Okay. And here's another thing. Dude, you yell. You say don't flip out because I snap. Let's put this. I fucking lose my cool. Right. I have a problem with that. And it's a direct result of my childhood. It's a direct result. A lot of the shit that I do now, my anxiety, the way I act out, the way I fucking scream and fucking yell and get out. Like, I got so mad at my computer last night, which we'll talk about at the end. I threw 50 punches at the screen, like a karate class where you barely touch the, I just, and tried to like punch my computer without punch. I'm a fucking lunatic. I know that. But like when you were yelling at, like, I'm not yelling at you.
Right.
And you start yelling at me. And then I say, dude, don't yell at me. Stop yelling. And then you yell again.
Absolutely.
It's like, dude, you know, it's like fucking,
I know,
fucking,
I know,
fucking, I'm fucking gonna fucking snap. You I don't know. Want me to fucking snap, but you keep yelling. You're doing what you told me not to fucking.
I got
it's
you.
It's a trap rat syndrome, dude. And it's like, the only way out of that is either one, I gotta walk away. I gotta leave. I gotta walk away because I can't flip out. I can't do it because I got high blood pressure. I can't fucking do this shit. I can't snap at you. Because, and I'm saying, don't yell at me. and you're yelling at me because you told me not to yell at you, but you get to yell at me. That's the shit where it's like, are you...
Listen, I was wrong for raising my voice. I was really hurt and I started expressing it in a poor way. I was really hurt when you started telling me you were going to throw my jacket in the trash. It's not funny.
I know.
That hurt my fucking feelings, man.
Dude, hang on.
I was like, this guy,
you know,
really?
These mics are on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I was like, I can't believe he's like we're adults, and he's telling me he's going to throw this thing in the trash? I was like...
That was a very bully move of me.
I was hurt by that, dude.
Well, because here's the deal. Because you get... It was my spiteful... It was my... But you, you shut the mics off.
God damn it. Sorry.
His voice shut the mics off again. What happened was... Joe, it's you know, I'm just letting you know.
Thank
again,
you for saying that.
Your mics are on. You know that.
I know. I can't up the noises that come out of my body. Uh-huh. Oh, you mean because of how sensitive? I'm sorry.
Well,
I thought you meant the laugh.
I mean, yeah. Look, dude. Sorry. Look, man. And I know people that live this guys that listen to this right now. You're at your cube or you're at your job and you fucking just watch the Super Bowl and your dick is hard and blah blah blah. Look, yes. Yes, where's Joe just said what he said. But you know what? I'm gonna fucking back Joe. I'm backing Joe on this. Joe's feelings were hurt. And you know what, Joe? I understand.
You said it. You just said it. You already said it. You went, that was a bully move. I appreciate that you said that.
But see, here's the deal, though. You know what, dude? Fuck you. I'm like, why do you get to have your cake and eat it, too? Why do you get... Yeah, this is why I did this. This is why that... It made sense to me at the time. It's because why do you get to have your cake and eat it, too? Why do you get to fucking mock me with the coat on and make fun of me, like ridicule me, right? Something I don't want you to do. And then... But you gave me the coat. It's my coat.
Right.
It's my coat. But you'll make fun of me wearing it every time. Hang on. Every time you see it. And then when I'm like, all right, fuck you. I'm never wearing this coat again. Now you get to get... So you get to get the coat back to what? I'm not going to give it back to you to give it to somebody else and you can make fun of them and hurt their feelings.
No, I'm not
allowing that to happen, Joe. I'm going to throw the coat out and kill it and end the fucking ritual right there.
I understand. I need to clarify this. And I know, look, the bottom line is it hurt.
Say it, Joe.
It hurt you.
I got your back.
It hurt you, what I did. And so I'm not going to do it anymore. But I swear to God, my intention was never to ridicule you or mock you. So that...
It's just a pet peeve. It's
I
not,
just won't do it.
There's certain things that you do.
I respect it.
Look, dude, there's certain things that I do. There's certain things that everybody does that you're like, dude, don't fucking do that. It's a rap, dude. Don't fucking do that. You know, and you're like, all right, I fucked up. You know, I get there's certain things people don't like. This I remember I did something to Colin once, and I remember he was like, don't fucking do that, dude. Don't fuck. And I was like, oh, shit, I stepped on a nerve. You know what I mean? But I was like, okay, I get it. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean, you know what I mean? That's all it is, Joe. Dude, don't fucking do that. Oh shit, I'm sorry. Cause unless you're really trying to fuck with me, if you fuck with me and I say don't fuck with me like that, like don't fucking do that, then you should go, oh shit, I'm sorry. Immediately. In my book.
Yeah. I wasn't even trying to fuck with you. Like, I was saying it like, because I'm, yeah, okay, let's get even more fucking womanly right now. Oh. I am actually excited and happy when I see you wearing the coat.
Yeah, but why
can't
you?
Because you're a hard, let me just say this. You're a very hard guy to get things for. You're a hard guy to, like, shop for.
Yeah.
And when, the fact that I gave you something that I saw you use, I actually get excited. And I make like the joke is me going at myself going, oh, you know, like it's me making fun of how gaily proud I am. Yeah. It's not meant in any way to ridicule you or mock you at all.
Okay.
But I won't. I still won't do it. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
you won't because I gave the jacket away.
You gave the jacket away.
I gave it away.
You're kidding me.
I gave it to a Salvation Army.
No, you didn't.
I got the
tax receipt. Please tell me you didn't do that.
I did the tax receipt in your name.
Bobby, please tell me you didn't give it to the Salvation Army.
I did.
No. You didn't.
I did.
I don't believe you.
I gave it to the Salvation Army.
Why would you do that?
Because this coat needed to die, Joe.
It didn't need to die. I had a friend that really would have loved that coat, and I would have given it to him.
And you would have, when he wore it, you would have been like, dude, you're wearing the coat I gave you.
I'm saying
you.
I would. That day, I said I won't do that again.
Well,
I said that to you.
Who's
on
the friend? Well, you just give coats away?
Did you really give it away? Seriously, I don't believe you.
Why don't you believe me?
Because I think that's. I don't believe that you did that.
All right, no, I didn't. It's behind you.
All right, listen.
What?
Here's a question, legitimate question. Because
this is the gayest podcast we've ever done.
So what?
What do you mean?
Is what it is. It is what it is.
I really want to delete this podcast.
Don't. Why?
Because we literally went. The last few podcasts we did were amazing.
I think this is incredible. This is two guys opening up to each other on a podcast. Two friends exposing a real situation that happened and talking through it and laughing and talking through. And this is stuff that, and there's opinions here because we have differing opinions when it comes to this stuff.
Can we change the topic?
Really? No. I really want to ask you a question though.
All right, hang on 1 second. Okay, go ahead. Ask me the question.
I want to ask you this about...
I just had to check a button.
Relationships. Friendships.
With men?
Friendships. Friendship. Because, dude, we differ on this. Look, I swear, my hand to God right now,
yep.
I have no harbored resentment towards you about anything. Anything we've ever had a difference about,
but
I get it off
my chest.
Let me just say it in full.
Go ahead.
I've gotten it all off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't agree with this.
Yep.
If somebody says to you, don't do that, and you feel that, okay, but it falls within my understanding of our dynamic, I feel like the other party's allowed to go, well, wait a second. When we do this, it's like that, and da, da, da. And that doesn't mean, hey, I'm putting it on you. That just means I'm trying to understand right now. If we get in a ring and spar every week for fun, and then all of a sudden you go, you hit my fucking ear. What the fuck? And I go, dude, I thought you were just sparring.
Dude, that's not it, dude. There's
okay.
That's what people don't get. In the realm of being a comedian and busting balls, if you're going to be a professional, you have to know where, when, and how. You have to have good instincts. You know, like I know when, Norton's around a girl, I'm a new chick or something that he meets, I'm not going to fucking smash. I'm not going to bust his balls on certain things. I know when I'm around, you know, look, just because I fucking smash you every time I see you doesn't mean I'm going to fucking do that in front of certain people or certain time. I know where, when, and how. And sometimes you have to know when somebody says to you, hey, don't fucking do that, man. That fucking bugs me. You know, I you know, you got to go, oh, shit, all right. What the fuck? All right, I didn't know. And then you fucking, you know, you do it again and again. It's like, come on, dude, get your shit together. You know, it's like, you know, you say you don't remember me saying it. So what do you get? That's Norton right now. Hang on 1 second. Hello.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, you're on my podcast live right now, just to let you know.
Okay. Have you got any word on when we're shooting tomorrow?
This is Jim Norton, everybody, on the podcast.
Hi, Jim.
It's not tomorrow. It's Thursday, my friend.
Oh, it is Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thursday, we're shooting. I don't know where and when yet. I got the script. We'll probably get that information the night before. But as soon as I get it.
No, actually, I thought it was tomorrow. I was panicking.
No, don't panic. It's not tomorrow. It's Thursday. We're the last scene they're shooting. They're saving us for last. Yes.
We shooting during the day? We don't know.
It would probably be during the day, but not. We'll probably go in the morning, but we'll probably shoot in the afternoon, early afternoon.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
All right. Jim Norton, everybody.
Jimmy.
That's Joe DeRosa. Do you know Joe DeRosa?
Hi, Joe.
Jim, how are you?
What did you think about the fights on Saturday night? The UFC fights?
Chael, I think, was a little surprised at this thing. But he wasn't training to fight him. So maybe he wasn't as prepared for this thing. But I was really happy that he beat him. You know, Rashad, look, he had a big layoff, so, you know. And I'm just glad. I thought fucking Phil Davis' kicks were rather slow.
Yeah. I don't think Phil Davis was ready for what the, you know, he looked good. He went five rounds with Rashad, but it's, I mean, it was two, I mean, all the bonuses and everything went to the undercards. I mean, it was all the fights went the distance. It wasn't the most exciting fucking,
right.
I mean, I wasn't like, oh my, I watched it. It was a thrill to watch it. I mean, I think Chael, you know, I mean, he's going to fight Anderson. They made the announcement. He's going to fight Anderson probably in Brazil.
Yeah, do you know when?
I don't know when yet, but that's fucking scary, man. I wouldn't want to go to Brazil. I mean, dude, I don't want to. He talks shit about the country and all the fighters. I wouldn't want to be in Brazil. I mean, it's dangerous to be in Brazil as a regular human, never mind trashing their country.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a fight that I got so into, I just kept ducking. I kept going like, bing, boom, bow, oh, go, oh, ow. That's why I watched the fight.
Well, you know, this Saturday, Nick Diaz is fighting Condit.
Is it on pay-per-view?
It's on pay-per-view. It's going to be a fucking huge fight. I was going to get
it. I'm in Poughkeepsie, but I'll probably watch it after.
You going to come home?
No, I have two shows. It'll be late.
All right. Well, you know who's up in that Poughkeepsie area. You know that, right?
Yes, I plan on doing our podcast if I hear from them.
You're going to do Bailey J's podcast when? On Saturday night or this weekend?
When do they do it?
They do it on Wednesday live.
Oh, that's tomorrow. I don't know.
Well, I'll call Matt. I'll tell him to get in touch with you. But yeah, they live up there. They'll probably come to your show, you lucky devil.
You haven't given me a jingle. Tell them to give me a shout. We'll all get together and do the podcast or something fun.
All right, Sunday I'm watching the Super Bowl at my house if you want to come over. Super Bowl is football, Joe. The other thing we were talking about
was... Oh, yeah, I'll move very heavily for your Patriots. So good, yeah.
All right, so Sunday we'll have a little dinner. All right?
I hate the Giants more than Al-Qaeda. So I really, really want to see the Patriots beat them.
Don't want to know who's cooking.
Who's cooking? You're fucking cooking. You like the new kitchen you're in? That's fucking compliments of fucking Kelly.
I thought you were going to
Boston. Yeah, someone's cooking with grease, right, Bob?
No, Chip just said someone's cooking with grease. I fucking hate that my wife loves Chip. Fucking shut up. All right.
Hey, Joe, you going to do more push-ups like you're on a push-up bra or something?
I don't. Chip is not allowed on fucking the you-know-what dude
I
podcast.
Think he should be allowed on here. I like it.
I don't like Chip.
I like
Bob,
Chip.
We're going to watch the Super Bowl. I'll take the soup.
Fucking, he said we're going to watch the Super Bowl. I'll take the soup. Ugh, make me sick. All right, dude. Sunday we'll watch the Super Bowl. I'm gonna order the fight Saturday. If you want me to keep it, we'll watch it. We'll watch that before the Super Bowl if you want to watch it.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be great.
As long as you film whatever you guys do up in Poughkeepsie.
Hey. Yeah.
I sure will.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
See you, Jim.
Guys, bye.
Bye.
That's pretty fucking nice, Jim Norton just calling in. He's talking about the Amos Schumer
pilot.
He
was calling to ask you. He didn't know he was going to be on the podcast.
Yeah, well, that's the way this podcast works. That's the way this
that's
podcast
fucking hilarious.
Works.
You just roped him right into it.
Well, what do you want to do? Yeah, we're shooting. The Amy Schumer has a pilot coming out. She's shooting with, I think, Comedy Central. And me and Norton are doing a scene, a very funny, scene called the four-handed massage.
Nice.
I don't want to give too much detail away, but it's a really funny script. Amy Schumer really, it's a funny funny idea. So we're actually shooting a scene together, which will be fun because I've never done anything with Norton.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the hey, go back to the heartfelt. This is a fucked up podcast. Number one, Joe, this is the first time we've done one just me and you again.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have a special guest, one of them. Two of them. And now, so I think it's our vibe is off a little.
I don't think our vibe is off at all. We used to do podcasts like this all the time.
So should we get rid of everybody and just do it me and you?
That's what I'm saying.
And what about Dan?
We didn't fight until Dan came into the picture. No, I'm joking.
You know what I said to him last night?
Huh.
I said, first of all, I said, your face, Dan's face looks like any fucking woman in the 1920s.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And then I told him, I go, you have the women that fucking burn the witches at the stake. You have that original pilgrim woman face.
Oh, it's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. A girl that was hanging out with last night that was at my show at Caroline's. She saw him there. She goes, "That guy looks like the older brother in a Disney movie." What's with his hair? Why is it like parted in the middle?
He really does. His hair is parted like the shoulder monster on Bugs Bunny.
He is.
Right?
He has shemp hair. He has dry shemp hair.
He fucking stinks. His flat face. Old man on the mountain face.
That's fucking funny.
Anyways.
That's fucking funny.
I think
this is an amazing podcast, personally.
Really?
I do, dude. Listen, we've done 4 weeks of screaming, disjointed mockery of each other, and we're doing a low-key, me and you. Mm-hmm. Dude, this is fucking cool, man. This is cool to work out a problem like this.
Such a fag.
On a podcast.
You're such a fag.
Listen.
What? I'm listening.
I don't want to fucking fight. I'm trying to get...
I don't want to fight, dude.
I hear everything you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't need anything in return for that.
Right.
I get nervous with confrontation, and then I go, and then I start
getting
angry
and
start yelling.
You have to be careful, man. Look at, man. You know, I don't want to see you get fucking cracked. Someone's going to fucking crack you, dude. Like, right. I have to watch my temper because I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to hurt anybody, and I don't want to hurt. That's why I really stopped being that fucking dude punk from Medford, you know, Boston. I my temper is what got me through my childhood and my later years, and I just can't do it anymore. I'm an adult. I just, you know, it's no sense. I would rather try to use my brain and get through something. But it's like, dude, you get angry like your face squints up, your finger, and you fucking start yelling. And it's like, dude, I don't want some dude, you run around the wrong guy in a bar or somewhere. Someone's going to fucking knock you the fuck out. I've been knocked the fuck out because of my dumb temper.
Right.
I woke up 4 hours later, like literally 4 hours, and I didn't look like me.
Right.
I've woken up, you know, literally just knocked the fuck out.
Right.
My temper has got me in such bad situations. And even like, you know, the other way, I've hurt people and it sucks. But I've been hurt bad, really bad.
Right.
Because of my dumb temper. And, you know, I don't want to fucking see you get hurt, dude. Like, I don't want to see you say something to the wrong guy. Like, I got to watch my temper. You got to fucking start like that angry, you know, and you get like, you turn into a fucking hostile lawyer, dude.
Right.
Where, you know, it's like, dude, you got to.
Well, look, yeah. I know. I can get hot.
But you get hot like you're gonna fucking kill somebody.
Well, I got really mad. I was wrong to yell at you, dude. I was wrong. I shouldn't have yelled at you. I was getting really mad because I felt like what you were saying to me was either Joe, you say, I'm 100% an asshole right now, sorry, without any questions or nothing. And I was like, well, but that's not how a relationship works. If I don't understand it and I don't feel that help me get to the point of understanding what I did wrong, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can do that, man. I've done it. You can say, look, you know what? I fucked up. I said something that fucked him up. That's it. I didn't mean to do that.
Right.
I did it. All right, dude. I'm sorry, dude. It's it. You can do that. Yes, you can do that, Joe. You need to know that you can do that.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It really, in the scheme of it, it doesn't matter if you're getting away with something. Nobody's getting away with anything. You're literally just cutting to the chase of where you're going to be anyways, as friends. Dude, I didn't mean to do. All right, dude. I'm sorry. That's it. I got it. I'm out. You know, like that time me and Billy were talking and he said something to me and I'm like, dude, go fuck yourself. And he went, dude, I'm sorry. I stepped over the line.
I
literally went, cool. It's over.
I got you. Because it wasn't, I got you. It's not like it was even an ethical argument. It was like, I made a joke. It pissed you off.
Yeah, you stepped over the line. You stepped on a sore. and you stepped on the bad toe. I said, dude, my fucking toe. And you go, all right, dude, I mean to step in your toe.
Okay.
It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a, yeah, it wasn't a.
I got you.
You have to learn there's certain, like I said, there's certain, you got to know the where, when, and how. Your instincts got to know, like, dude, this isn't a big deal. This isn't, I just fucked up. I stepped on something.
All right.
That's it. And it's not like, I could have been sitting there saying shit about your mom and you and how fucking ugly you are. And then all of a sudden you step on something and I'm like, dude, don't fucking do that. That happens too, where it's like, dude, you just making fun of my, yeah, but dude, it was, you were laughing. You can't laugh at me. If you at one point said, dude, don't fucking say something about my mom, I'm not kidding, I would say, oh shit, I fucked, I apologize. If you're laughing like it's okay, you know what I mean? It's not like I laugh like you did it and it's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, dude, don't fucking do that. And you did it again, blah, blah. So yeah, there's certain times where you're like, I get it. But there's certain times where it's like going back and forth. And I know, look, you're going to step on toes because of the way we do shit. We fucking bust balls. We make fun of each other all the time.
Right.
And it's just the way it is.
It gets tiring, to be honest with you. It gets fucking tiring.
That's because you have grilled jeans.
Well, yeah, that's...
You do. No, I mean, I the jeans you're wearing. No, those are not, fucking grilled jeans you're wearing.
That's what I mean.
There's,
no. It gets... Look, I love ball breaking and all that stuff. Yeah. It does get tiring sometimes. It's just like, you know what? Yeah. I just want to sit with my fucking friend and talk about some shit and eat some lunch or whatever, man.
Well,
like,
here's the thing, too. Is like, it's, you know what? It's sometimes it's nice to actually... It's nice to be nice.
It is.
I don't give a fuck how fucking gay that sounds. It's nice to fucking be nice and hear nice things once in a while.
It is.
You know what I mean? But
it is. It's you know, you gotta be a, it means being human, dude. You gotta be a human being.
Yes.
You gotta do good to balance out the fucking bad. You know, it can't all be a big fucking evil laugh ride all the time. You gotta act like a person.
So look, man, look, this podcast is a fucking, you like it. I'm a little confused by this podcast.
I remember another time you said this about a podcast, and it got rave reviews, was the tired one when we did that other one when it was so late and you go, I don't know if I want, we were so fucked, I don't know if that's worth it. People really like that one.
I think that, you know, as friends, you know, you gotta, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, you're busting balls. You gotta know, you know, you just gotta fucking, sometimes you're gonna fucking, you know, say sorry.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry for saying that to you.
All right. I accept
and
it.
And I'm sorry
and
that...
And your jacket is right behind you.
Good.
I can never wear that coat again.
I hope you wear it again. I'll never say it again.
I can't.
Three fucking people know...
Three people?
Three.
We just did a podcast. You know how many people download
they
this?
They don't know what the... We didn't describe the jacket.
Well, they know it's a jacket.
So what, are you going to never wear a jacket again?
Well, I'm going to tell them the jacket because I don't want people to come up to me on every coat. Is that the fucking jacket?
No, just somebody's going
to
do that.
Yeah, they are. Do you know who listens to this podcast?
Well, then say it about a jacket you don't like and just keep wearing that jacket and say you bought it.
I don't have a jacket I don't like.
It's a good coat. Yeah, yeah. I know. Those are all hanging in my closet.
Well, listen, first of all, just to let you know, this month... was the holy shit month of
what?
Downloads.
Well, how many downloads?
We got 40,000 more people listening to this podcast.
We're up to 40,000 a week?
So, well, I'm not going to get into numbers, but we really are getting thousands of more people listening. So I want to thank all the real fans of this podcast for spreading the word, man, and getting other people to listen to it.
Right.
And we got a lot of emails, a lot of thank yous this week. From fans,
yeah,
for doing the podcast, you know that I've got them on Twitter. I've gotten them in the YKWD@riotcast.com is the official email for this podcast. YKWD@riotcast.com. That's the email people should be sending stuff to, not my personal email for my website, but that YKWD@riotcast.com. Yeah, we got a lot. I mean, a lot of people thanking the us. For doing this podcast, because they, you know, in their job, the driving, in their cube, wherever, they're fucking like, dude, you guys make my day. So good, thank you. That's great. See, nice stuff is always nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
We also got one for a very critique, We got a critique.
Oh, okay. This is what you talked about earlier.
He's a regular listener, which, you know, look, man, he listens all the fucking time. So he knows all of us from ONA and Red Eye and Dangerous Joe and Gator Fight and all that shit. He's a fan.
Okay.
You have your movements. I think he tried to write moments, but I'm not going to critique his email on his critique. But however, I recommend staying away from getting too personal because it really does become a huge emo fest.
What's emotional.
Emotional fest.
Yeah.
Which is what this podcast was. But his next critique is that you try to stay on topic, which I think we did. So
yeah,
I think we took your
Is he sure he's a fan of this podcast? This whole fucking thing is a ball of emotions every week. It's screaming.
We are, man.
We're never listening to each other. Everybody's cutting everybody off.
It really is a fucking ball. This podcast, like, I've listened to other podcasts and it's, you know, it's either they're fucking constantly quipping. Like, there's one guy constantly quipping with, and there's another guy trying to be serious, and someone else is quipping and joking, and it's funny. There's nothing wrong with that. I like it, but it's like, or there's, you know, guys who just discuss shit, discuss the world.
Right.
You know, what you got to do, man. you know?
Yeah.
But this one is really just a fucking emotional disaster.
It gets loud.
It gets loud.
It gets soft, too, though.
It gets soft.
It gets loud, soft.
But anyways,
right in between,
we got a lot of fucking emails, good emails this week. So keep them coming.
Yeah, and I'm getting a lot of nice stuff on Twitter from people and Facebook.
Anyways, we are a lot of fans, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
I got some big news coming out, brother.
What's that?
Well, we got next. This is coming out Monday, so this Wednesday is our live show.
Yes.
So it's going to be me, you, Bonnie McFarlane, and Bob DeBono, a.k.a. Rich Voss.
Yeah.
Because Rich can't make it. We're doing it live at Gotham Comedy Club.
Well, Bob, say this. Bob does the most amazing Rich Voss impression ever.
Amazing.
So you're going to feel like Rich is there.
Should I call him?
No, don't give this away. No.
Okay,
no.
So we're gonna actually have Bob DeBono doing Rich Voss because Rich can't be there. We're all gonna do around 10 minutes of stand up. I'm hosting. We're gonna do 10 minutes of stand up, and then we're gonna do the podcast live, presented by Laugh Button Live and Gotham Comedy Club. It's 8 o'clock. It's actually doors open at 8:30. Show starts at 9:30 Wednesday night at the Little Room downstairs. There's only 80 fucking tickets available, and there's not even 80 left.
Right.
So get your tickets now. It's downstairs. They offered us the big room. We're not fucking doing it. I don't want to have 300 people there. I don't want to sell it out. I want a nice, intimate, small thing. I want this to be fans, just fans.
Right.
So if you want your tickets, if you want to be there live and see this thing, go to GothamComedyClub.com or laughstub.com and get your tickets. It's going to be us. I had one-of-a-kind graphs, lithographs made up, posters, one layman might call it.
Yeah, they look amazing.
It's for this show only. They're up on my Twitter, and they're up on my Facebook and my Who Say page, and Joe's going to have pump them out there later too. We're going to have a very limited amount at the show. And everyone is made by hand. This isn't I brought it to Staples.
Right.
The artist came up with this idea, and he's making each one of them on a silk screening machine. So every poster is individually made, and there's only a limited amount of them. And we're going to sign them at the show, after the show, if you want them. So they'll be there. We're also working out trying to get out so that you might be able to buy Patrice's CD at the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
The people who actually are distributing his CD, Laugh Button and the Syndicate, are trying to work that out. So we might be able to purchase that too. But we got this show February 8th, Gotham Comedy Club, 9:30. Doors open at 8:30. Tickets are still available. There's only a limited amount of seats. A limited amount of these fucking one-of-a-kind posters that we're going to have for this show. They were made for this show. You know what, dude? Podcast posters. So make sure you spread the word and get your asses down there and get your fucking tickets now.
Right.
Also, we have another surprise coming up, and I'll announce in another week. Actually, next Monday's podcast when we do it, or next Tuesday when we do it, I'll announce that. And we have a lot of people asking for Tech Talk. They want Tech Talk
that
back.
In a while.
Yeah, because we've had these big fucking blowout podcasts with fucking, you know, it hasn't just been fucking you.
Yeah. These were the days, Bob. These were the good times.
These were the good times?
Yeah.
Just me and you and a mic.
Got all Hollywood,
dude,
man.
And a fucking microphone, dude.
It's fucking hilarious. Well, another fight Bobby had it, and I had it another time was what had Dan Soder come onto this podcast. He was mad at me. And he got Soder to come in, then he just became part of it.
Soder just fucking took over, man.
We gotta stop fighting, dude.
Soder just fucking, I mean, literally, so you gave me Soder's number. I called him. I'm like, all right, cool. He comes over, dude. I was laughing hysterically. Dawn was sitting there. She's laughing. Like, Dawn never laughs when you're on.
I know. I've watched her stone face. Not just here either, at my shows too, performing. Just watching, just sitting there not laughing at all.
That's not true. She laughs.
Oh my God.
She
Soder. Everybody loves Soder.
Everybody.
He's just a people pleaser, isn't he?
Everybody loves Monster Boys. Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
Oh, God.
No, but yeah, listen, we haven't Tech Talk in a while. I'm trying to think off the top of my head if I got something.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm holding it in my hand. First of all, we had our first sponsor last week, which was great, which was Audible. They gave away a free book. And you know what? They're not sponsoring this show, but I'm still going to throw a little plug out there. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/YKWD, I think it was. You get a free download. But anyways, the first thing, and then I want to get back into Tech Talk. I wish we had a little fucking thing we could play, like a wing.
Tech Talk.
What is it? Oh, you know how many people are fucking singing, losing weight. I'm telling you,
really?
I'm losing weight. My name is Bobby K, and I'm. Losing weight. I'm gonna go lose some weight.
I hate the song. I hate it.
So many
it's
people.
It's a really irritating song for some
just
reason.
Just sing it once.
No, I'll sing the Tech Talk jingle.
All right, go ahead.
Just go. You got to do it like you're throwing it to it. Ladies and gentlemen,
guys,
it's time for...
Hey, guys. A lot of people have been asking for this. We stopped doing it a while ago, but this is what originated on the You Know What Dude podcast, and it actually got some of you fans to listen and tune in every week, and we're bringing it back. Everybody, I'm going to throw it over to Joe DeRosa, and me, we're going to do Tech Talk.
Now, come on, man.
That was too wordy.
Jesus
Christ.
Just go, hey, folks, it's time for...
All right, ready? Hey, folks, it's time for...
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and
no,
Joe.
No, that's it.
Why?
Don't overdo it. All this right. is the problem.
Let's try it again. Try it again. Ready? Hey, guys, it's time for Tech Talk.
No.
Oh, sorry. What do I say?
Just say, hey, folks, one of our favorite segments. It's time for...
All right, ready? Hey, everybody, it's one of our favorite... Oops, sorry. Hey, everybody, it's one of our favorite segments here on You Know What Dude podcast. You guys love it, and we love it. Give it up for...
Tech Talk.
With Joe and Bobby.
No, stop.
Wait a second.
Let it go.
All right, here we go. Ready? Do it again. You guys ready for your favorite part of the show? It's the end of the show, but it's time for...
Tech Talk.
Do-do-do-do.
You ruined it. You again. No.
All right, sorry. Ready? Here we go. Do it
It just
time.
Be... Dan.
All right, go ahead. Do it.
That's it.
All right, ready? You guys ready for...
Tech Talk.
Hey. I think it needs something.
It does. You got to picture the graphic with it.
Sorry, the graphic.
You got to visualize.
Here's the deal. I want to send people, if you go to college, if you travel on the train, if you have a computer, if you have gadgets, if you travel on planes or whatever, if you have a backpack or a fucking briefcase or whatever, and you don't look like an idiot with a briefcase, ugh, fucking briefcase, really? Nothing fucking makes me more sick than a fucking dude with wingtips and a briefcase. What the fuck do you put in it?
I kind of like when I see a guy with a briefcase. It's old school.
Fuck him and his fucking vacuums that he's selling.
Maybe he's got money in it.
What money? What?
Maybe
can't
he's
take,
bringing a money delivery.
No, he's not. You can't take $10,000. $10,000 more, you can't fly with.
If you pack it right, you can.
Oh, what are you, a fucking drug mule?
I'm just saying, there's a fucking way.
First of all, there's no fucking reason for a briefcase. Unless you have...
You're delivering money. What else do you put money in?
You wrap it. You wrap
it. And put it in what? You carry it like this?
You're
carrying firewood? What do you carry it in? A shopping bag? You put it in a fucking briefcase. And you handcuff that briefcase to your wrist.
No, Jesus Christ. Again, your movie life. My point is, if you're going to have a bag, if you want a fucking bag, this is my favorite bag of all time. Go to BBPBags.com and get yourself a Hampton Hybrid bag. It's the best bag I ever got. They got medium, small,
when did you
large,
get this bag?
And XL. They sent it to me.
You've had this. We've talked about this.
I have, and I want to say it again.
Oh, okay.
Just all go right. Get this bag. It's the best travel bag of all. Get the XL if you have a 15-inch computer. I know the 15-inch goes in the large. Get the XL. It fits more shit. Anyways, the thing I want to talk about this week on...
Can I have one of those? Can they send me one of those?
I don't know.
Will you send me a large one?
They're not listening right now. I don't know if they're listening. All right. I mean, I don't know.
Forgot this isn't radio.
Yeah, you just fucking announced that like I'm Santa Claus and this show is magic.
I don't know.
Well, maybe somebody can get in touch with BBP Bags for Joe and get him a large. What do you want, large?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll fucking see.
Because I have the 13-inch computer.
Oh, God. Can we get back to...
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe. You don't think that works?
No.
All right. So anyways, one of the things I got in the last couple months that is amazing is the Bose Bluetooth headset. It's a one piece. I hate wires. I fucking hate them. I hate having to plug shit in. I mean, even this computer, it's fucking, I got to plug it into a wall. I got to plug everything has to be plugged in this. It just sucks. And headphones are the worst. You got this long cord connected to something that goes in your fucking pocket. Something hooks on it. It gets pulled out of your ears or the phone goes flying. It's fucking terrible. And I love wireless shit. I know tumors and all that shit. He's going to give you a tumor, dude. You're going to fucking die. Who gives a shit?
You
don't know that.
You should give a shit about that.
You don't know that.
I'll take the wire instead of a tumor any day of the week. You're going to have fucking wires. You wait. You're going to be in a fucking hospital bed.
That's just terrible.
Well, that's what the tumors,
that's
I mean.
My wife's face. Look at my wife's face. She just got sad. You just fucking made her fucking a widow.
Look, I learned a lesson today. Dawn, I'm sorry.
You'd fucking do it to her anyways. You'd fucking do it to me.
She didn't yell at me, see?
She doesn't yell. She's passive aggressive. Fucking worse. Anyways.
Go ahead.
I hate wires. And Bluetooth, though, it's always sucked. It's never, it's just always been shady. The fucking... The battery life on it sucks. It just blows. And you couldn't listen to your music on it.
Yeah.
You could, but it was half-assed. This new Bose, not only does it sound like you're on the fucking phone. I mean, Dawn, when I have this on, it sounds great.
Yeah.
On your end. It sounds like I'm on the phone because of the technology, and it actually levels out the sounds. It brings your voice up or down on what's around you. If a truck's going by, it equalizes the sound.
That's
so
cool.
That the other person on the other end still hears you and you can hear them. It brings them up and down too.
That's
it's
very
crazy.
Cool.
And it also has this great little switch on the bottom, on off. You just slide it. Red for off, green for on, and that's how you save the battery life. It goes on and off that easy. You know, the thing about Bluetooth that sucks, you have to hold the button down, wait for it to beep. And the light to go, it's like, does that light mean it's off? Does a double light mean it's on? It fucks me up, and you wind up leaving it on, and then you have no juice. It's fucking useless. Useless. And it's both ears. I don't like both ears. Walking around New York City, I always keep one ear out in a headphone. I'm in the cab, I keep one ear out because I want to hear what the fuck's going on. Even going through the airport, I need to hear what the fuck people are saying I don't. I've seen people get hit by cabs in New York because they get the fucking headphones in both ears.
Right.
I one ear, and you can listen to my music, all my podcasts, talk on the fucking phone. Hit the button on top. It can Siri works on this. You touch the button on top, you just talk, and it works with Siri flawlessly. And the best part, it has that on-off button in the bottom. As soon as I'm done with it, I take it out of my ear. I hit that button, and it's off. Save the battery life. I use this thing all fucking day without charging it. And the way it goes in your ear is unbelievable because it's the foam. Sometimes the foam that goes in your ear, it's too hard. So when you smile, which I'm a comedian and I do a lot, it hurts your earlobe inside. Right. This is actually, I don't know what type of rubber it is, but it's very soft and durable and flexible. When it goes in your ears, you can shake your head. You don't have to push it and twist it. You just put it right in your ear. It fits right inside of anybody's earlobe, and it's soft. So you don't have to worry about it hurting your ear, inner ear. And the only thing that sucks about it, it's right ear only. You can only do right ear.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, some people like the left ear.
Well, that's great.
So if you're looking for a Bluetooth thing, it runs around $140-something. This thing is my favorite new piece of tech.
Nice.
This Bluetooth thing, it charges easy. You can charge it with a mini USB. It comes with a cool little thin charger. It's lightweight, it's durable, and it's fucking awesome. The Bose Bluetooth headset for iPhone and any other phone out there.
Nice.
What do you got on?
I don't know if I have any.
You're not even listening.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were setting me up. I'm looking on my phone to see if maybe I've got a new app or something. I haven't really gotten, I haven't bought any technology lately. Certainly nothing like, no. Oh.
Oh, Jesus. What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what I got.
What do you got for?
Tech Talk.
With Joe and Bobby.
We did the Comics Come Home show this year.
Yes.
In Boston back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a charity event. You do it for free. So, mm-hmm. But Dennis Leary was incredibly gracious and
oh
nice.
Oh, my God.
And sent us as a thank you $500.
I wasn't going to tell anybody about that, but
gift card for the Apple
Thanks
Store.
Thanks for ratting me out and telling people my business, but go ahead.
Oh, is that too much?
Yeah.
It's a gift card.
I don't want people to know that.
All right. Bobby, I apologize.
And we're making headway. Joe's becoming the human, and I'm losing weight.
Oh, stop.
You know I'm losing weight.
Stop. Stop that.
Let's get back
fucking
to
song.
Let's get back to
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joe.
All right. Anyway, this is for the musicians out there. I honestly didn't know what I was going to use the card for. I didn't want to buy the iPhone 4S or whatever just for the sake of getting it, and I didn't need a computer or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Apple produces a music program called Logic Studio that is $499, which is, you know, not inexpensive. So I used my wonderful gift card and got a copy of it. And if you're a musician or someone that likes to compose electronically on your computer, it is the sickest fucking music program of all time. You can record in it like you can in Pro Tools or GarageBand, but you can also sequence, orchestrate, compose, whatever you want to do in this program. It is all in one. It's the only program that's all in one. It's like if you took GarageBand and just blew it up to like Gamma Ray, Incredible Hulk, you know, capacity or whatever. It's even got a feature, dude, where when you write, like if I write a piano part or whatever the instrument is, mm-hmm. it'll score it for you.
That's crazy.
And you could print out like the score, like it transcribes it as music for you. So like wow. You don't have to hire somebody to do that if you're like a more serious musician mm-hmm. that has to, you know, get people to play the stuff you're writing. It's fucking amazing. It comes with scoring software, so you can actually score to your videos and your movies or whatever you're shooting for yourself or, you know, young directors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of instruments and sounds and expansion packs. And
that's crazy.
It's absolutely amazing. So if you want that, you should get it. And if you're into home recording and you want an easy way to record guitar or microphoned vocals into your computer, get the
iRig
Fast Track.
Fast Track
is $100. It's is it M Audio? I think it's the M Audio Fast Track.
What?
Plugs right into your computer through a USB port. You plug your shit right into it. Boom, you're recording.
Boom,
and it's
dude, you
great.
Got your fucking balls. You got your your Fast Track. You got your podcaster. Boom, yeah.
Boom, dude.
It's a wrap. All right, before we go, I got another email. We lost a listener, Justin.
For what?
Well, because of you, dude.
Because of me.
Yep.
Why?
We lost a listener. Justin will not, he's not even listening because he's not a listener anymore. Yep, that's it for me. Joe DeRosa and fuck Jesus means it's over now. Sorry this affects you. Done with this podcast. Duly note, I won't be attending anything that might feature him or the rest of the jizzbag comics because it's very, very possible I would join him on stage very quickly.
The jizzbag comics, what's that?
I don't know.
Is that a group?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's his name?
Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, he's got more.
I don't know if he's listening.
I hope he is.
He said, it's over for me because you said, fuck Jesus. I would imagine you said, fuck Jesus means it's over now. That's it.
That's all
it
he
for
wrote?
Me. Yep, that's it for me. Joe DeRosa and fuck Jesus means it's over now.
Okay, good. Justin, good riddance, you pussy. Oh, it's all fun. It's all fun and games while we're making fun of stuff you think it's funny to, not you, Justin, I mean.
Well, Jesus is my God.
Yeah, that's fine. But you didn't go, Joe, get off of the podcast because you said that.
Well, I mean,
you know, we all trash things and everybody laughs.
We did have a discussion, me and my wife.
Did you?
We had a discussion because she was, you know, Dawn's a, I mean, I would call her a zealot.
Yeah, I would too.
She's a religious
zealot. You guys are up every Sunday for church. I mean, I couldn't keep you out of church with a bat.
I have in my house? If you turn it over, it's all crosses. We do this to make you feel comfortable.
Oh, I see.
But on the other end of that is Jesus' abs and fucking crosses.
I see. Yeah. That guy's a pussy. I'm sorry. Like I understand if somebody says something that you don't like, that you want to make note of that or create discussion about that or whatever. Yeah. But to be a pussy and go, well, I'm fucking done. Yeah. And to be the kind of psychopath that if you hear something you don't like or find offensive, it means you have to fight somebody. You know what, Justin? Come to a fucking show.
Joe.
Come to a show.
Don't say that.
I'm not saying to fight me. I'm saying
he's not going to come to a show and listen. He's going to come to the show and go on stage quickly and punch you in the face. Take that back, Justin. Don't go to one of Joe's shows.
Is that exactly what Dawn makes a great point, Justin.
What'd you say?
Against what Jesus wants,
even though she's not supposed to talk on
turn the other
podcast.
Cheek, Justin.
You know what Jesus wants? Not you, for you to shut your face on the
she
podcast.
Made a great point though. She Jesus did. Wouldn't want you to hit anybody.
Can you not defend her?
I'm defending her.
You always do.
All right, Justin, so you don't listen anymore. Sorry that you're thin-skinned and I don't know what to fucking tell you. I don't give a shit at all. I mean, I'm sorry for you, Bob.
Well,
as
he
my
said
friend.
Sorry too.
Yeah, well, you know, what kind of a pussy? It's like, Jesus Christ. You stop watching a TV show because you heard a joke that offended you on it? Like,
I've done that.
Who does this?
I've done that.
This I've world watched, makes me sick.
I stopped watching Whitney because of that. Because it just was, that one joke was not funny. Nah, it offended me. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
All right, dude. Fair enough. That's the
fucking... You know what? I see your point, Justin.
Well, that's the... that was the... We did... We brought... the tech talk back in.
Tech talk
with Joe and no,
just all stop. Right.
Listen, we need a song. I think we need a song. I think the listeners have to come up with a song for tech talk. So we'll do tech talk every week.
Why don't you let me come up with a song for tech talk? I compose for this show.
Well, then compose something, Joe.
Well, ask me to do it and I'll do it.
I just fucking
don't
did.
Drop a hint like a wife that wants to go on a vacation. Oh, boy. I'm really up to my ears in housework. Fucking just ask me to do it. I'll do it.
I think Joe's back. All right. This is a very emotional podcast. We apologize if you can't handle it. But look, man, sometimes you just got to get a fucking feel. Sometimes you got to feel.
Sometimes things get dangerous on this podcast.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
I'm done. The singing, it bugs me.
We're out of here. I'll talk to you later. Make sure you come to the show February 8th, Wednesday, February 8th, 8:30 doors open, 9:30 show starts. You know what, dude? Fucking live. Me, Joe, Bonnie McFarlane and Bob DeBono as Rich Voss. It's going to be live. We're going to have the custom posters there for you to purchase, and we're also going to be fucking doing stand-up live and the podcast. So make sure you come down and check that out. Spread the word. You guys are the best for tuning the fuck in for another.
Yeah, thank you.
Really?
I wanted to say thank you,
yeah,
too.
Could you wait until I was done?
Sorry. I was
fucking
afraid you were going to stop.
Fucking anticlimactic, Joe.
I thought you were going to stop recording.
I saw your head going down like a fucking fat fucking shemale cock. I knew you were going to say something. All right, fuck it. It's over. Bye. Hey, you a fan of the You Know What Dude podcast? Well, there's three things you can do to prove that. Number one, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a review. Not just any review. Leave a 5-star, holy shit, fucking twat cunt, wow review. Write it down on a piece of paper before you even post it to make sure it's wow, holy shit, fuck cunt. And number two, go to the Robert Kelly page on Riotcast and hit the donate button. You can donate $1. You can donate $5 million. It doesn't matter. And you know what? You don't even have to donate anything if you don't have the cash. This shit's free and it always will be. But we do appreciate all the people who have donated so far because it's made this podcast better and better every week. And number three, go to riotcast.com and check out all the other podcasts. There's 9 of them. If you like podcasts, there's no need to go anywhere else but riotcast.com.